Daily Rest, Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. The theme this week is Pentecost, and today's text is Acts chapter 2, verse 3. And divided tongues, as of fire, appeared to them, and rested on each one of them. Tongues of fire, and tongues that praise Christ. If I heard the sound of a violent wind, I would be looking for what or who made the sound. After hearing the sound, though, Jesus' disciples didn't see what made the sound. What they did see may have only been visible to them, divided tongues of fire, one sitting on each of them. I've been to a Pentecost celebration more than 50 times in my life, but I've never seen a tongue of fire on anyone, nor do I expect to. We don't need an external sign to confirm the presence of the Holy Spirit, who works in connection with word and sacrament. We aren't told to expect a visible confirmation of who are Jesus' disciples or to confirm the presence of the Spirit of God. Jesus promised his disciples that the Spirit of truth would guide them and even tell them things to come, glorifying Jesus. John 16:13-14. It's true that God did manifest his presence to the Israelites in the wilderness by means of a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But he doesn't promise to confirm the Spirit's presence in a visible, tangible way. He calls upon us to believe his word. The tongues of fire were a visible sign to the disciples that what Jesus promised was happening. The Holy Spirit had come upon them and would equip them to do the work of proclaiming the good news. Nevertheless, we shouldn't expect to see tongues of fire today. It's unnecessary, because the Holy Spirit works through the word and sacrament. So not everything that took place on Pentecost still takes place as the years roll around. Be assured that the Spirit of God is still present and still at work, even if the outward signs aren't visible. Instead of looking for tongues of fire, let us use the tongues we are given to praise Christ. Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this heart of mine. Cast down every idle throne, reign supreme, and reign alone. The Lutheran Hymnal 234, verse 5. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.